In yesterday's segment of Daily Bread, we considered two abodes that exist after death. One, heaven, 1 Peter 1, 3 through 4. And two, hell, Luke 12, 4 through 5. Concerning these abodes, Jesus said, "Enter ye in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. For narrow is the gate, and straitened the way, that leadeth unto life, and few are they that find it." Matthew 7, 13 through 14. And again, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by thy name, and by thy name cast out demons, and by thy name do many mighty works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Matthew 7, 21 through 23. With these two considerations in mind, that is, there are two abodes, heaven and hell, and of them only a few will enter into heaven, and many will enter hell, our inquiry is, why will only a few go to heaven and many go to hell? Is it a result of poverty? The Lord said to the disciples of John, "Go and tell John the things which ye have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good tidings preached to them." Luke 7, 22. Is it because the message is only available to special people? The writer of Mark indicates that the common people heard him gladly. Mark 12, 37. Is it because some people are just too evil to be forgiven of their sins? The Apostle Paul said, "I thank him that enabled me, even Christ Jesus our Lord, for that he counted me faithful, appointed me to his service, though I was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. Howbeit I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord abounded exceedingly with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me as chief might Jesus Christ show forth all his longsuffering, for an example of them that should thereafter believe on him unto eternal life." 1 Timothy 1, 12 through 16. Is it because God has only selected a few to be saved through some predetermined decision? Again, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11, 28 through 29. And in like manner, the Apostle John said, "If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world." 1 John 2, 1 and 2. What then is the real reason only a few will be saved, and so many lost? Jesus said, "Everyone therefore that heareth these words of mine, and doeth them, shall be likened unto a wise man, who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these words of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and smote upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof." Matthew 7, 24 through 25. And the Apostle Paul revealed, "And with all deceit of unrighteousness, for them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, for that God chose you from the beginning unto salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you through our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 14. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle John saying, "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, even the lake of fire. And if any was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire." Revelation 20:12 through 15.